B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
Everything is a little different now, especially that we're reopening a lot of stuff. You can't just go out like you used to. I mean, you could, but people are going to look at you funny. You don't want to be the person that everyone looks at funny, right? So we're going to help you out here. Here's how the new normal works. Maybe I hate saying that because I literally have trouble saying that damn phrase. The new normal works. Melissa's going to tell you because she went out to eat this weekend. I don't know how it works.
I mean, I'm not an expert by any means.
I'm letting everyone else go out and do things first. And I'm trying to convince people close to me not to do things. Like my mother, I know she's big into church. And I'm like, Mom, you're not going to church, right? And she's like, no. She's watching it in her living room on the iPad.
Yeah.
Singing along with it. So weird. But so she's not going. So I'm trying to keep her from going. I go, let other people go first. See what happens. See who gets sick. See if people get sick, and then you can start going again. But you're not allowed to go. But I can't do that with Melissa. We're not related, so. and Melissa enjoys a good restaurant meal.
So my thing is, like, one of the biggest things I've been missing is just being able to go out to a restaurant and eat. That's, like, probably my number two right behind anything
casino-related.
Well, all right. Okay, number three. I was saying beauty-related, like hair, nails, makeup, like Botox, whatever, right? So I realized this weekend that apparently in Rhode Island and New Hampshire, they have let restaurants open that have outside seating.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that. And a friend of mine who lives in Lowell, we were talking and we were like, do you want to like go get dinner? And I'm like, can we? And she's like, yeah, I've been to this couple places in Nashua this past week, and you know what, they were really good. Everything was super safe and whatever. And so she recommended this place on Main Street in Nashua. So we went on Saturday night, and I was thinking it was going to be super packed because everybody, it was a nice day. A lot of people want to get out, Memorial weekend. And so I'm like, let's go at 4 because they don't take reservations. A lot of places are first come, first serve right now because of the limited seating. So I'm like, let's just go at like 4 o'clock. It's an off time. Hopefully we'll be able to get right in. So we did. We went at 4. She got there before me and had to wait a good 20 minutes before they sat her. So there was a little bit of a wait, but it wasn't insanely crazy. And I will say this particular place, there was a bunch of places on Main Street in Nashua that were open. There was an Italian spot. There was like a tapas spot.
Yeah.
There was this place. And there were a lot of people out and about. But it didn't seem overly crowded to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know how a lot of the video footage that we're seeing down south of these parties that are going on and everybody's on top of each other?
Yeah.
Everybody was keeping their distance from each other, which is what I thought was very... It was comforting to see because
so
I didn't know.
They were being
know,
like respectful.
Yes. Like, I didn't know what to expect at all. Like, all the seats and all the tables they had were at least 6 feet apart. I would say maybe even more.
Wow.
So you never really had to go near anybody with the exception of your server.
What was the lining up to walk in kind of the situation? Is that supermarkets and stuff?
Everybody was like 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
But again, everything's outside. So the host stand is outside.
Yeah.
So I just walked right in because my friend was already sitting down.
Okay.
But like some people had masks on, some people didn't. All of the wait staff had masks on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so everything that was being served to us, obviously they're not using like real plates because if something drops or whatever, everything was coming in like to-go containers.
Okay.
So that's one thing that was a little different. Yeah. I don't know if that's for all restaurants, but this one it was.
Leroy has a question.
Yeah, was everyone there, including yourself, did you guys really, truly enjoy yourselves, enjoy the experience?
I did.
Or was there like a, you know, like unsure vibe and everyone's kind of like watching who's
what? I think that unsure vibe is going to be there. Like for me, I get that vibe every time I leave my house. So I don't think that's going to all of a sudden go away. But I mean, if you're asking if I felt safe, I felt safe. I did. I mean, listen, anytime you leave your house, there's going to be some risk of anything.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of how are what are you doing to prevent it?
Were you eating with plastic forks and everything too?
No, that was the utensils were actual utensils.
Yeah.
But like my I just think about it. I had a martini and that came in an actual martini glass, but our waters came in plastic cups.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had to have plastic when you mentioned that. I thought you had to have plastic
utensils.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess not. And maybe you know what?
Like plastic disposable.
No, now that I'm thinking about it, were they? Because well,
but
I
then again, I'm thinking Massachusetts. You said you were
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Yeah.
So maybe it's different.
I think it because I had a steak and I had to cut it, so they gave me a steak knife. So I know for sure I had at least a steak knife. I'm pretty sure that my fork was also real.
Maybe it was that metal looking plastic.
Shut up. some of those details I don't remember.
I know.
Metal looking plastic. Yes, Leroy. Leroy has questions for days.
Yes, did you use the bathroom?
No. I didn't. Right. But if you did have to go to the bathroom, you had to wear a mask. Because my friend did. She wore a mask in the bathroom.
Was it like a mom and pop type of spot? Like, you know, there are some spots that I don't want to say they pride themselves on their dirtiness, but they have that more like
it was like a pub, home,
like a barbecue spot.
It was
they're
like
they're
a
not
pub.
The cleanest. Oh, it was a pub.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a pub, and I get from what I gather, it's a pretty popular place.
Yeah.
But
could you taste a difference in the food?
The only thing that was a little different is that the food got cold super quick because you're outside. And this weekend, it was warm, quote unquote, but in the shade, it was really chilly. Like, I almost went and got my blanket at one point because it did get cold. So our food, if you didn't eat it right away, it got cold super quick. So it's just a matter of adjusting to the new normal because things are going to be like this for a very long time. And I'm not sure because I know in phase two, restaurants can open in Massachusetts, but I'm not sure. And Pebs, maybe you know better than me on this.
Oh, I ain't going, so I haven't done any research on that.
But I don't know if, because I know you've been mentioning it and what's hot and trending. So I don't know if you remembered. Is it outside seating only?
They're allowing a lot of places to do outside now. I'm not sure what the deal is with inside. In mass, yeah.
In phase two.
Yeah, they actually...
Or now.
I saw...
Not now.
No,
not
now.
I saw last week that they're allowing a lot of places to do if they have the space to do outdoor dining that they can.
Okay.
So, but I don't know.
It's
Pebbles goes to a great restaurant called Uber Eats every day.
Please.
Oh, no. I cook.
Yeah. Oh, yes, right. She's a cooker now.
I just
Shea Pebbles.
I feel like if you're curious, if you want to go out, just do your research. Like, you know, go online, look at pictures. If you're worried about what the place looks like, or if they know what they're doing, or because there might be some places that are super unorganized right now when it comes to it. But I would just say do your research, and like if you know people that have gone, ask for people's opinions. Like, did you feel safe there? Do you feel like they're taking all the necessary precautions and stuff like that? And you know, I felt super safe at this place. I felt like they did a really good job at taking those precautions they needed to take.
Very nice. Well,
yeah.
So there you go. Almost had a great experience eating out. It seemed like the only bad part of it was the actual food.
No, the food was good. It was good. I blame it on the, conditions.
Sure.
I blame it on the conditions.
Conditions make that steak taste like crap.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.